Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. It's quarter number three of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle, we're coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are taking your Penn State football questions now and recruiting. This is Ask Greg. We're going to be answering them. And as always, the best question that Greg deems gets a Keystone Sports Network polo shirt. Questions can be sent primarily through the Keystone Sports app. If you are interested in sending them some other place, you can explore that. But you download the Keystone Sports app. There's an Ask Greg button. It takes about 5 seconds to get in there. Fire off your question, put your name to it, and each week we'll answer them, and we will give away a polo shirt. It's got to be the easiest way to try and get something for free. So I would recommend do that. Download the Keystone Sports app. For now, we're going to get things started with some questions. We're still going back to some of the questions that have been asked previously that we didn't get to because we selfishly took too long over the course of the year to answer some of the questions. So we're trying to get back in there and answer more questions now. One of these, and this is interesting because I think it came. I don't even know when this one came, but it's an interesting scenario to think about, especially now in the offseason. Josh from Palm Bay, Florida, via Hazleton, PA. How much different would this team look with Justin Fields at quarterback? And you know,
yeah,
you can,
I really don't like getting into that kind of a hypothetical. I mean,
do it anyway, Greg.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't bode well for Josh's Keystone Sports Network polo.
Yeah, you're gonna have
either.
To. Yeah, maybe next week the polo will be back in play. Yeah, I just look at it as, you know, it's hard. You know, what would we look like at a different job? You know, I mean, you can.
I think about it every day, Greg. I think about it every day.
You can think about it all you want, but it's hard to put the other pieces together. You know, would Justin Fields be successful with Penn State's wide receivers? You know, how much of the pieces around Justin Fields were the reason why he was so successful and continues to be successful at Ohio State? You know, I think you have to answer those questions. And you can't really do them. They're all too hypothetical.
There's so much that goes with that. So if he arrives in 2018 in that class, then Will Levis probably doesn't arrive. And if Justin Fields is there, do you really get two quarterbacks, you know, in the 2019 class as well? I don't know. And let alone, would he have developed the same way? Would he have meshed with wide receivers the same way? Would he have performed at the same level? He looks special enough that I suspect that he would have, but there's still so much that you can't possibly know. It's fun to think about, I suppose, but especially as we're standing here at this point in time, you know, the transition from 2019 to 2020, you can take Justin Fields to the bank. You can't quite say the same thing for Sean Clifford yet. I'm still personally a believer that we're going to see more out of him. I think that he's got a lot of the qualities that you want in a franchise quarterback.
Yep.
He wouldn't be the first guy to have a not so smooth first year at that position. And you think about some of Sean Clifford's roughest stretch of the year where after he was beaten up, you know, and whether I think Penn State's commitment and their philosophy on the quarterback position, you know, I think it's fair to be concerned that the quarterback is always going to be beat up in the second half of the year. Trace McSorley was at the end of 2018 season
right.
as well. Do they need to dial some of that back is a whole different conversation for a different day. But new offense, a coordinator, Kirk Ciarrocca, that really got the most out of a guy in Tanner Morgan, who I think is physically not quite on the same level as Sean Clifford. Can Sean Clifford make the same leap? If he does, we're probably not having this conversation ever again.
Right, exactly right.
I think Greg would be okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be completely okay with that.
Bill from Philadelphia, do you think that's safe to say that Penn State took some players in the 2020 class because they thought this would be a rebuilding year and they wouldn't have the clout to recruit / secure higher-ranked players? He said sorry for the run-on sentence, but I've seen worse
from professional writers. So
yeah,
this, by that, this by one that, included. I mean, yeah, in the mirror and across the table for me.
All right, run that back at me one more time.
Do you think it's safe to say that Penn State took some players in 2020 because they thought this would be a rebuilding year and they wouldn't be able to get higher ranked players?
No, I think that you take your space when it's available to you because there's never any promises that you're going to have the chance to do it again. And with the transfer portal being what it is, I think you have to take as many guys as humanly possible in each class. So, so that way you can, you know, if you're able, you know, that way when it really comes down to it, you know, you're able to have enough guys on your roster to keep moving forward, even if a bunch of guys leave.
So the 2020 class, and we've had this conversation in different ways a number of times. Some of these guys are on campus already. Some will be getting there later this spring, later this summer. It feels especially disappointing because there were high expectations in a number of ways. 2020 looked to be the recruiting cycle where all the pieces came together and they were able to get some big time talent in this class.
Yeah.
That for a variety of reasons, that didn't quite materialize. And also, you know, everybody's looking at this Penn State program through the lens of, are they going to graduate to the next level? You know, are they going to get from, you know, a perennial top 12 team to a top 6 to a top 4? I mean, that's where they want to go. And so every piece of information, including each recruiting class, is viewed in that light, I think. And the 2020 class was not viewed as one that fit that steady progression into a college football playoff team.
Yeah.
Now, the one criticism that I would accept is that this class, it's hot, it's heavy on developmental type guys. It's heavy on guys who have, from the looks of it, standout physical attributes, but don't quite have the football film to know for sure that they're going to be sure things.
Right.
And the criticism that I think would be fair is that Penn State probably should be in a position where they don't have to recruit so many guys who fit that mold in the same class.
Right.
You can buy you throw all that stuff together. The 2020 class has this real feel of disappointment. I think that ultimately that's unfair, but I can see why, because expectations were high and the class didn't have a lot of slam dunks in it.
Right. And it's unfortunate that it's looked at that way, but you know, I can certainly understand why it is.
But I don't think that Penn State views any year is going to be a rebuilding year.
Right.
If anything, like I've made the argument kind of that's the opposite of that, where I think Penn State looked at 2020 and 2021 and kind of felt like they could dedicate 2 to 3 years to develop more guys in this class than the average class.
Right.
And I think they were okay with that. They're looking at, you know, the formula clearly suggested in 2020 that the physical tools, the NFL combine type, you know, the workout type stuff, bring in toolsy guys and develop them as they can. Now, Penn State has developed, I think, at a high level.
Right.
So I don't think it's the worst place to be when you've got Dwight Gault, one of the best strength coaches in the country, and he's able to mold these guys however they want to use them to get these guys who stand out physically and see what happens.
Right. Yep. And Dwight Gault and his staff have been really good at making sure that gets done.
Yeah. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. We're taking your Penn State football and recruiting questions to try to give away a Keystone Sports Network polo. Best question each week gets one. This one comes from Brad from Doylestown with Barkley, Sanders, and now DeAndre Swift all being towards the top of the draft. I know I'm projecting on Swift, but people are predicting it. No, they are. And DeAndre, he didn't test super great out in Indianapolis, but I'm not sure that matters. Is it safe to call Pennsylvania the running back state? Lastly, with Journey Brown's crazy speed and now strength, could he get the top or close to the top back in next year's draft?
I haven't looked that far ahead yet, but it's not crazy to me to think he could be in the conversation of the top five back, maybe not a first round pick, especially with the way, especially with the way guys are drafted anymore. But I don't think that, I don't think it's out of the question to believe that he could be a guy who goes within the first maybe 60 to 75 picks, which would make him a day two or three guy.
The idea of Journey Brown's upside, I think, is a fascinating one. And I think if anybody turns on the film from the Cotton Bowl and they see what he was able to do in that game, you know, your perception of who he is as a prospect and who he is as a running back, to me, it changed quite a bit seeing the way that he churned out yardage.
Yep.
I saw him at the beginning part of the year as people would ask me about this. As the guy, they're trying to mix and match four running backs. I said, the Journey Brown's the guy that if you give him a crease, he's going to do the most with it.
Right.
And I think that's still the case because of the way that he can run. But what we saw in the Cotton Bowl was some lateral agility that I'm not sure I expected. You know, I kind of viewed him as a north-south guy.
Right.
Some physicality and being able to kind of dole out punishment as a runner. We saw more of that. And I also thought just straight up desire. You know, sometimes desire and you think, oh, everybody wants to break a big run, right? But sometimes, like, you know, Journey Brown looked like he needed to break a big run.
Yeah.
And he ran that way. He ran with a certain kind of like ferocity that I thought blew me away. And you put all that stuff together, you look at the way he's come along physically and how much stronger he's gotten. And, you know, I felt like Miles Sanders left Penn State and he looked eerily similar to Saquon Barkley when it came to his physique and
right.
strength in his lower half. The idea, the philosophy behind developing backs and molding them, you know, in the weight room to a certain image.
Yep.
You know, they're doing the same thing with Journey Brown. They're going to do that with every running back that comes through. They've got a formula for that, and they do a great job of it. And then you threw all that stuff with Journey Brown's elite, you know, sprinter speed.
Yep.
I don't think you can define what his ceiling is yet because he's not even close to it.
Yeah, right. I don't think we know what his ceiling is because it seems like each passing day he becomes more and more of the running back, pure running back that, you know, he wants to be and can be.
So I know I talked at the beginning of this, like we've talked too long. We don't get to enough questions. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go back. We're going to get through a lot of questions. And now this is pretty much all the questions we got through because I talked too much about Journey Brown. I got fired up about that.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, the development of a three-star, and I've put it this way in the past, like, If Journey Brown ends up being a high pick, they'll have taken a five-star in Miles Sanders, a four-star in Saquon Barkley, and a three-star in Journey Brown and turned them all into high NFL draft
really
picks.
Really impressive stuff.
And you want to talk about the running back you conversation, it's going to just keep perpetuating itself. Saquon Barkley made a big splash, but they keep doing it with various other guys. Who had the best question this week?
I think we have to go with the Journey Brown question.
The one that elicited the
Journey Brown monologue, yes.
The one that got me to not shut up.
Right.
There you go. That's Brad from Doylestown asking about Journey Brown. The second part of that question, him in the 2021, maybe 2022 draft. There you go. So, Brad, we will be in touch. Everybody else, thank you so much for submitting your questions. Be sure to do it on the Keystone Sports app. We'll be sure to get to them in future editions of Ask Greg. For now, we're going to move on. Penn State Wrestling coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The blue-white game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details.